This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the new GST regime will improve consumption by citizens and it will not impact capital expenditure. In an interview to a news channel, Mr. Sitharaman said 99% of all the goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket.
100%, because there's more money given already through the income tax cut. The rates are coming down. So the citizen now has a choice to meet his aspirations and his expectations. He cannot say, look, I have the money because the income tax is reduced, but these items are beyond my affordability. Now everything has come down. I'll give you this number, which is important. 99% of all the goods and services which are touched by GST are now either in 0 or in 5 or in 18. There's nothing beyond.
Mr. Sitharaman said it was the first time that both the issue of compensation cess and a comprehensive proposal on GST have been taken up by the centre. The minister said petroleum and alcohol products will be outside of GST. The minister informed the government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, Chairperson Sanjay Kumar Agrawal has termed the next generation GST reforms as bold and comprehensive. In an interview with Akashvani News, he said that the interest of the common man was the foremost priority of the government. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that he will submit a detailed report of the losses due to floods in Punjab to the Prime Minister. In a social media post, he said the crisis is immense, but the central government will leave no stone unturned to take Punjab out of it. Mr. Chauhan assured full support from the centre to the state. We have a report.
As alerts are still being issued in various districts of the state due to the deluge in which over 1900 villages across the state have been affected and thousands of families have been displaced, but the evolving flood situation has failed to dampen the never-say-die spirit of Punjab citizens. Despite facing hard times, they are unitedly supporting each other both emotionally and mentally. Although relief and rescue operations by expert teams of Indian Army, BSF, NDRF are continuing round the clock, villagers themselves are driving the stranded out of the water in coordination with government agencies and NGOs. Community kitchens are also being organized. Meanwhile, Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria has flagged off 9 trucks of relief material for flood-affected people. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key wanted terror accused of Amritsar Temple grenade attack that happened in March this year. The accused, Sharanjit Kumar, a Bartla village resident of Gurdaspur district, was nabbed from Gaya in Bihar. According to NIA sources, he was actively involved in the conspiracy and execution of the terror attack, which was carried out by 2 bike-borne assailants. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay, in New Delhi late evening. Last evening, in a social media report, Dr. Jaishankar said the unique and the time-tested partnership between India and Bhutan continues to move from strength to strength. He thanked Prime Minister of Bhutan for his leadership and guidance. In the US Open tennis, Amanda Anisimov has set up a women's singles final with defending champion Aryna Sabalenka by beating Naomi Osaka. America's Anisimova defeated Naomi in the second semifinal clash yesterday. Sabalenka of Belarus defeated Jessica Pegula of US in the first semifinal. In the men's singles semifinals, Italian world number one and the defending champion Yannick Sinner will face Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime. And that is the end of the news bulletin.